Frustration, futility, overwhelming sadness. These are all familiar feelings to fans of the Cleveland Browns, but not today. The Browns won last night for the first time in nearly 2 years. From member station WCPN, Glenn Forbes reports.
635 days of misery have come to an end for Browns fans. This team hadn't won a game since Christmas Eve 2016. Barack Obama was still president. The beleaguered Browns went 0-16 last year and were 1-31 in 2 seasons under head coach Hugh Jackson. But after a furious second-half comeback against the Jets, led by rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield, on national television last night, the misery has started to dissipate.
On second down and 12, Darnold airs it out. Downfield pass is picked by Mitchell. Browns are going to win.
Outside First Energy Stadium in Cleveland today, the Pro Shop was doing a brisk business. Ashton Allen had a serendipitous experience.
About 50 years ago, my first game was the Cleveland Browns and the Jets, and I've been a fan ever since. Same outcome back then, and here I am.
Dennis Evans came here to buy some Brown swag as well, but he's cautious because he's been burned before.
One game, what's one game going to tell you, you know? They have a long way to go, but they're moving in the right direction.
This stadium has seen just 2 winning seasons since the Browns returned to the NFL in 1999. 6 years ago, local comedian Mike Polk Jr. gave it a new moniker that was embraced by many fans.
You are a factory of sadness!
In fact, fans made a t-shirt about it. That's what they do in Cleveland. Make t-shirts celebrating successes and self-deprecating failures. As jubilant Browns fans celebrated last night, a possum was caught in the stadium by a fan. Video of that became an instant viral sensation, and now the critter has been dubbed the Rally Possum. And of course, that t-shirt in this victory-starred football town is already for sale. For NPR News, I'm Glenn Forbes.